I want to go ahead and invite Elizabeth Ellie to come on up. This is, yeah, let's clap for her. The Elliott family has been a part of us for over a decade. I remember the first Sunday they came, actually, to the building. We were meeting in a gymnasium for 8 years, and I remember this family coming in with their 5 children, and they've been an incredible blessing to us, to every person in this fellowship. Elizabeth really has not only a mantle and a calling for prayer, for intercession, but she is one of these who is praying for you, for this church, for this nation, for our city, and they are such a gift. Her husband Val leads Camp Haynes, the YMCA camp just north of here, and we just love their family. And so Elizabeth not only is a gift for intercession, but also a gift to speak and to share what's on the heart of the Lord. So she's gonna do something with us today and share some things that are not only important, but I think it'll be really encouraging.
Thank you, Matt. I remember that first Sunday too. When you come from the wilderness into the deep river, you never forget it. And that was our experience as a family. We were like, oh, thank goodness it does exist. You know, it was such a relief and a blessing, still is. So I'm not gonna be the only one up here talking today. We've got a few different people that are gonna come up here, but I'm gonna set the stage for what the Holy Spirit is doing this morning among all the amazing things that he's already been doing. And by the time we got through with that worship, I was like, okay. But he is worth exhausting ourselves over. That is for sure. Every time we come and gather here, impartation from heaven happens. Impartation from the kingdom happens every time, every time. And this morning is no different, and we've already entered into that. And what the Lord is telling me today, and what he's telling you today, is that he wants to do some impartation that is very intentional. It was a blessing to hear David say that word this morning. He wants to do impartation this morning that is very intentional, and it's very deliberate. So just let that wash over you, that reality. And it's a unique day today because, first of all, none of us have ever lived this day. We share that. None of us have ever been in this environment together on this day. We share that. And so all that new is met with a God who's doing a very new thing today for each and every one of us. So I just want to start with prayer and invite again in a brand new way the one who imparts perfectly to us. So let's pray. Man, God, we love you. You love us like nobody else can do, God. We're so grateful for your love and how it truly does complete us, make us whole. I thank you that today, Lord, it is in your heart to deliberately and intentionally impart the kingdom to us in a way that we've never received before. That it's your heart today, Holy Spirit, to come and intentionally and deliberately impart the kingdom and heaven like we've never received before. And so, Lord, we say yes. And we just welcome anew and afresh your presence and your kingdom and your glory and your power, your majesty, your authority. We say yes. We say this in your name, Jesus, through your blood. Amen. There is a prayer that I have prayed many years. And I've prayed that for the people that the Lord has allowed me the privilege to carry in prayer. And that has included Awake Fellowship and every man and every woman and every child that becomes and joins into a part of this place called Awake. And this prayer that the Holy Spirit has taught me, and I say it all the time, it goes like this. It says, Holy One, would you come fresh and anew and impart holy anointed seed within us so that we in turn can turn around and plant holy anointed seed. And then we can watch holy anointed harvest come forth. and that it would be anointed by your spirit of suddenly, and it would be anointed by your spirit of multiplication. So that's a prayer that I've been praying, and since you're here, it's being prayed for you. And today is a day that we're going to see answered prayer for that. Because the Holy Anointed One has come, and he's imparting deliberately, intentionally, holy anointed seed within us so that we can then in turn turn around and plant that holy anointed seed. And we can watch holy anointed harvests come forth that are anointed by your spirit of suddenly and multiplication, suddenly harvested at full maturity, not prematurely. And so in the kingdom, we are farmers. We are farmers in the kingdom. And we first have to receive the seed to then turn around and let it sow. And after we receive seed, we actually have to grow with it. There has to be a maturing. The Lord talked about this in the scripture when he talked about the wineskin and pouring in new wine. And how there has to be that receiving place, that development of that new wine for it to then to come to that place where it can be poured out. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have several people come up here and give a testimony. And they're going to give a testimony about impartation that they deliberately, intentionally received from the Holy Spirit when they were in this place. And as they do that, they're actually releasing seed to you because they've received the seed and it's come to them from the Anointed One. And now today, they're going to cast the seed out to you. And here's what the Holy Spirit showed me about this seed today. He said, it is as a bowling ball in the silly putty of our souls. That's what he said to me today about all the seed that's being cast forth here today. It's as a bowling ball in the silly putty of our souls. Does everybody know what silly putty is? Okay, so basically it's, I mean, you think about the weightiness and it's just gonna in each one of us. But it does require a response. It doesn't just happen in the atmosphere. We have to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, for me. Yes, Lord. And so that's your job. That's my job where I am. So, yes, Lord? Okay. We're going to look at a scripture real quick to set the stage for this. It's a good one. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 10. It's from the Passion Translation. Do we have that scripture to put it up? It's really good because the first two words are our response. Yes, God. Those are the first two words of the scripture. 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 10, the Passion Translation. I'll just start reading it. My breath gets taken away by God. I like it. So the scripture says this, yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Just as the scriptures say about the one who trusts him, because he has sown extravagantly and given to the poor, his kindness and generous deeds will never be forgotten. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you. First, he supplies every need plus more, and then he multiplies the seed as you sow it so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. So that deserves to be read again. Okay. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Just as the scriptures say about the one who trusts him, because he has sown extravagantly and given to the poor, his kindness and generous deeds will never be forgotten. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you. First, he supplies every need plus more. Then he multiplies the seed as you sow it, so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. So he is deliberately and intentionally imparting bowling ball seeds today to the silly putty of our souls. And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So the first person that was going to come up here and release that impartation that he received in this place is my son, Val's son, Palmer Elliott. I do life with Palmer, and so I can testify to you that he is anointed in meekness. He has a great deal of kingdom strength within him, and it is wrapped up in kindness and gentleness. And so Palmer's going to give a testimony today.
Good morning. So I came to talk about one of the most amazing moments in my life that God worked through me. And it was during one of the Sunday services here at church during communion back in mid-spring of this year. And during the communion, while Matt was praying, it was so quiet and it was so powerful and it was so uplifting in this moment. And during this quiet moment, I was speaking with God. And I said, God, I want you to come into my life like you've never come into my life before. I want you to overwhelm me and overpower me. And during that time, I just felt God come in with more peace and more love and more passion than I've ever felt. And from that, I felt so much seed and so much power come into my soul and come into my seed that's in me and that's in every single one of us. And that he started in sowing in the seed in my heart that I never even knew about was even inside of me. And from this, I just felt so overwhelmed. I felt so empowered by his love and his grace. And I felt so much peace. And I felt so much more connected with him as he sowed the seed in me, and how I felt so much amazingness from how he did something that I didn't even know was even possible, that I didn't even know what was there. And even after the service, whenever me and my mom went out to eat together, I kept crying and I kept laughing because all this sowing in my heart and in my soul just gushed out, and it couldn't stop because God's overwhelming power just does not stop when he's inside of you, and it just overflows from you. And that is my story of God's overwhelming seed coming inside of me.
So Palmer was overwhelmed, and that's the deliberate, intentional seed that he just released to you as he testified. He released to you the seed to be overwhelmed by God, and so we're just going to bless that seed. Will you extend your hands out because you're the farmer, and I'll bless it. Will you extend your hands out to them? Father, we thank you that you are an overwhelming God, and we just bless the seed, this bowling ball seed of being overwhelmed by you, God. And we ask that it just be imparted in fullness, in full measure, God, and in the overflow that only you can do. And we seal this in your name, Jesus, through your blood. Amen. Thank you. I love you. You gonna stay up here? Okay, good. All right, so our next person that's going to come up here and share her impartation that she received in this house from God deliberately, intentionally, is Kitty Lyon. The Lord has said Kitty is in a woman of ascension, that she rises and rises and rises. And so she's going to give us her testimony.
Good morning. About 6 weeks ago, actually on a Saturday, I was at home doing my chores, and all of a sudden the Lord said, the word of God. And I said, okay, that's all he said. And so then, of course, the next day we were here worshiping. And in the middle of worship, the Lord said, I want you to begin every morning receiving my love. And I went, whoa, Lord, I thought, I've always been taught that we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, and just seems sort of selfish to just start receiving your love from you. And is that even scriptural? So the Lord and I are pretty honest with each other. And so I got in the word, and I was amazed. I mean, I've been a believer a long time, but you know, you let certain truths go, and this one had been almost buried, I'm sorry to say. From 1 John 4:10 in the Passion Translation, it says, this is love. He loved us long before we loved him. It was his love, not ours. He proved it by sending his son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. So I started doing that. And when I did, I was overwhelmed with his love. And so the response then is to worship and to praise and to give him thanks and to be so grateful for all that he did for us. Of course, I have been devouring the word since that weekend. And so there's more. 1 John 4:19 in the Passion says, our love for others is our grateful response to God, to the love God first demonstrated to us. So I started getting in touch with my first love again. You know, it was like we sang about this morning. It's like, you know, when I was a new believer, I loved everybody. It didn't matter who they were, what they did or didn't do. I was just overflowing with God's love. And when we get in touch, when we intentionally receive his love, each morning before we head out the door, we are filled up to overflowing with his love for the world. So then, in Jeremiah, I know, in Jeremiah 31:3, and this is from the Message translation. I think of Kim Green every time I read this because she loves the Message and she reads it beautifully. And this says, God told them, his people, I've never quit loving you and never will. Expect love, love, and more love. Expect it. Expect it. So, finally, to see how important it is to receive God's love each morning, I'd love to pray this over you. It's from Ephesians 4:14-19, again in the Passion, which is just an amazing translation. I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, and I've inserted here, faith by receiving God's love each morning. That takes faith. But when you do that, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. It's hard to believe this has been in the Word all this time. It's just like, really, Lord, look at this. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. So if I could, I'd like to pray and impart to you this morning what the Lord has given to me graciously. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray, Lord, that you would make it your love so real to them, Lord, that they would come alive as if they're receiving you for the first time, Lord. Bring them back to their first love, Lord, and Lord, just spread your love all over your kingdom. Lord, let heaven invade earth and your kingdom come, Father, through your love on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, everybody okay? It definitely has designed to overwhelm us and overflow us today. Our third person that's gonna come up here and share is Tony Green. When I pray for Tony, the Lord brags on Tony to me and he says, Tony's an overcomer. And he knows that.
Good morning. So, as Elizabeth said, I'm Tony Green. My wife, Kim, and I, we have four daughters, and we've been at the church 13 or 14 years, so it's been a minute. But, so Elizabeth came up to me a few weeks ago in her sweet voice and said, Tony, have you ever received an impartation at Awake? And I'm like, yeah, Elizabeth, every Sunday. I mean, you know, duh. I mean, sometimes it's worship, like this morning. I mean, that was so awesome. Or it could be the message, or it's ministry, you know, with a prophetic word or prayer. So, yeah, but when she asked me that, I knew that it was a loaded question. I knew she had an agenda. So when she asked me, when I said, yeah, and then she said, in that sweet voice that she has, well, would you be willing to share in front of the church? And so I remained calm. And maybe even had looked like the thinking emoji. But on the inside, I was like the shocked emoji. So I was a little unsure. So, you know, I agreed to do it, you know, after her perilous plan. I said, yeah, I will do it. But I wasn't feeling super confident or excited. Or any other air quote word you want to put there, but I knew I had to get out of my comfort zone because, you know, when you get out of your comfort zone, it's an opportunity to be blessed. And it's just like in Mark 3, there was a man with a withered hand, and Jesus told him to stretch it out. And when he did, he was healed. But it took faith and action for him to receive that blessing. So, after I agreed to do it, I was trying to think, well, you know, what am I gonna share? I mean, there's been so many times, but I couldn't really think of anything specifically. But I just kept thinking about something that was about a year and a half ago. And it was during a time where we were just asking God for wisdom and direction on whether I should remain self-employed or go back to a former employer and get a safe and steady paycheck. So, I wasn't sure if that's really what she had in mind for me to share or not, but then she sent me the scripture about a week later, and I was like, yeah, that's it. And I know she's already read it, but I've got to just read this section one more time from the Passion. And I wasn't really that familiar with the Passion version, but I really like it. But in 2 Corinthians 9:8, yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. And it says that the Greek word Paul used was autarkia. Maybe that's how you say it. But it means independently wealthy, needing nothing. Independently wealthy, needing nothing. And you know, I mean, it didn't say it's going to happen overnight. But I mean, just like David said a little while ago, God has more for us. God has more. So after I read that, I knew, well, yeah, I think I probably should share this. So I've been self-employed mostly since about 2000. But I did take about a 3-year period where I was working with an employee. And about 2 years ago in October, I left that employer and went to work with a consultant as an employee and got about a 60% raise. So needless to say, I was pretty excited about that. And everything was going well for about 4 months. And then I got laid off. And so, you know, I was a little shocked. I was freaking out a little bit. And, you know, I mean, fear really tried to set in. But this consultant had done contract work for my former employer. So I decided, well, you know, maybe and this consultant did a lot of business with the former employer, but I thought maybe if I can just get a few crumbs, you know, I can make it. So I went through the process of getting on their approved list and started getting a few assignments, and, you know, things were going okay, weren't going great, but it was enough to stay afloat. But we were still praying about, then this former employer posted a position that would have been about the same salary that I was receiving with the consultant. And so we were, you know, Kim and I were talking it over. Should I apply for this position? I mean, it'd be a steady paycheck, pretty good income. And so we were praying about it. But the thing is, I still kind of felt like even though it was it'd be a good income, I was going to have kind of a lid on my income and I was going to be limited in what I could actually do. So we were praying about it. You know, we weren't sure exactly which direction to go. So it was about the 1st of June, about a year and a half ago, and Matt was speaking that Sunday. And I don't remember exactly what the message was about, but the gist of it was that, you know, not to always go the safe route, and that in Christ there is more. And, you know, I knew that was an answer to prayer that Sunday, that God didn't want me going back. Going back to the employer, even though that was the safe route. And that he had more. And so that was June. And in July, things started to pick up a little bit. And, you know, by the end of the year, we had made like 33% more than what I had been making with the consultant. So needless to say, it was kind of a blessing in disguise. But I think, you know, one of the keys to that was, I mean, I knew the guy who hired me, you know, I mean, we had not a, he was an associate, you know, we knew each other. And so, you know, I could have had hard feelings towards him when I got laid off, but I knew if I did that, it would be a bottleneck to any blessing that would flow towards us. And so, you know, and I'm not going to say it was easy. You know, it took some prayer and really giving the whole situation over to God. But, you know, it became an opportunity for me to pray for him and pray for his company. So, in doing that, you know, I mean, God had blessed us more than we could ask or think, you know, but it was a situation that looked a little bit dire at first, and then, ended up just being a huge blessing in the sky. So that's my testimony, Elizabeth.
You want to stay up for a minute? So there's lots of things we could call that seed. I heard holy risk. I heard the assurance that it's worth it. And so we just bless that bowling ball seed that Tony just released to us in the silly putty of our souls. And just bless the harvest
That's what is exciting to me about speaking to these, to come up and give a testimony, is that end of the verse of 2 Corinthians 9:8-10 talks about as you sow, that's when the multiplication comes. And I love these people. And so to have the opportunity to set them up in a place where I could say, get up here so you can get your harvest, is a delight to me. And yet in the midst of that, the Lord said, Elizabeth, you don't think you're getting away with this, do you? I mean, I just thought, wouldn't it be fun just to facilitate? And the Lord was like, yeah, no, I have something for you to do. And I've actually never done this before. So I'm stepping into new territory. So as this began to open up to me, the sharing time that the Lord wanted us to have deliberate and intentional impartation, the Lord showed me a young woman sitting in this church this morning. And I actually didn't see her. He told me the word of knowledge that there was a young woman sitting in this church this morning. And when he told me that, I was like, well, who is it? And he didn't tell me. And so every time I would return to preparation for what the Lord was doing today and praying for it, you know, in my curiosity, I would say, well, who is it? And he wouldn't tell me. And it was a couple of weeks ago that he let me see that it was a young woman, but I didn't see her face. And I was just like, why are you doing that? Like, what are we doing? What's happening? And one of the things that the Lord told me is that he is a fierce protector of this young woman. And he was saying to me, I'm letting you in a little bit at a time. But the reason I'm doing this is because I am a fierce protector of this young woman. And even as he was saying it to me and I was hearing what he was describing he was doing in the life of this woman, I began to receive the impartation that he was speaking of her, that the Lord is not just standing by and saying, good luck, I believe in you, get out there, give it a go, but he is our fierce protector. And he's the Lord, so there's not stuff getting by him. And so it takes courage for me to step into this place of doing something I've never done before. And I just bless this young woman that I don't even know, but you are sitting here. Hi, I don't know you, but I'm Elizabeth. Can you tell me your name? I know you see me looking at you. Yes. Christine. Do you feel brave enough, Christine, to come up here? Okay, thank you. Yes. Hi. What's that? You? Oh, yes. Let's hug.
You're going to call me now.
We're going to go through this together. Okay, because I've never done this. But he showed me you. And I know it's you because when he showed me without your face, I saw your hair. And he showed me where you were going to be sitting. And so I just want to intentionally and deliberately release that impartation to you that he's not hanging out in the side of your life, but he is fiercely protecting you. Like he is fiercely protecting you. Can I have a couple of my lovelies to come up here and put her hands on this sweet thing? Oh, they're just like the men. They come out everywhere. It's the best. Look at all this love. Whoo. Christine. That's a great name with Christ right in there. Look at them. Man, you're loved. I'm just going to speak this over you again. Christine, the Lord fiercely protects you. He fiercely protects you. One morning, I was sitting on the sofa early in the morning praying. This is still for you, Christine. Let's stay in the flow, because this is still for you. One morning I was sitting on the sofa and the tangible presence of innocence came into the room. And I knew it was him by that name because he told me that. He was like, this is innocence. And man, it was yummy. And it went all the way inside my bones. Innocence just came and just took over the entirety of who I am. And I was like, well, thank you. Because there's nothing like zero guilt. And then as the Lord, you were in the midst of that, Christine. And the Lord was saying, this is for you, Elizabeth. So receive this deliberate, intentional bowling ball seed into the soul, silly putty of your soul, but it's for Christine. And so I just release this impartation over you, Christine, that the presence and the power and the authority that the blood of Jesus has given us to be holy and fully and completely innocent falls fresh upon you right now. And it goes all the way into the marrow of your bones. Let's just wait here in stillness to honor God in this. Okay, the Lord says, don't be still. He said, celebrate. So let's just clap for God for that. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your bravery. It was worth it, right? He always makes it worth it. That's what Tony said in us.
Okay. Okay, so we started praying for you, and the Lord said to tell you to look at me. I am someone he has protected in amazing ways. Every time I walk through a journey of a valley that just was frightening, he came right alongside me, and he surrounded me. And I walked through, and I walked through, and he said to tell you, you're going to walk through, and you're going to walk through unscathed, unburned, not a smell of smoke on you. Every trial he's going to take you through, you need to understand he is with you, and he is so real. He is so real. He is walking this journey with you. You are absolutely not alone in anything you do. Just trust him.
Thank you, lovelies. So we're going to close out with one more thing, because God just has more all the time. Right, Tori? Yes. So a few Sundays ago in worship, the Lord returned a word to me that he opened up for me. He deliberately, intentionally imparted it. The bowling ball and the silly putty of my soul. And it was a beautiful word when it came. But here's the thing about these words, these seeds that are being sown with us. Work them. Walk with them. Say them. Meditate upon them. Because that's how they grow and they become mature, so that you will then have that seed to give away. If it's just planted and it sits, it doesn't develop what it was meant to develop. And so there was this particular word that the Lord gave to me and a few Sundays ago. It hit me. I felt like my body was being electrified. It was so powerful. And then later I texted Matt and said, what happens when you get a word in service and you feel like it's for everybody? And he was like, oh, come bring it to me first, which is wisdom, because we have a leader full of wisdom. But the Lord said it's okay for me to share it today. And so I'm just going to release this impartation, and then that's how we'll close. This is what the Lord says over us today. And I deliberately, intentionally release this bowling ball seed from heaven into the silly putty of your soul. The Lord says that in any way that we have been incapacitated, that the capacities of heaven have come. The Lord says that in any way that we have been incapacitated, that the capacities of heaven have come. And the Lord says that in any way that we have been incapable, that the capabilities of the kingdom has come. In any way that we have been incapable, that the capabilities of the kingdom has come. Yes, God. So, Lord, we say yes. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have done a mighty work in this place today, some seen and unseen, but it will all be seen eventually. And I just bless the harvest, Lord, that have been sown here and those that are coming up. And we worship you, Lord of the harvest. And we bless you. And we say this in your name, Jesus, through your blood. Amen.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and everyone who came up and was brave. You know, the Lord wants to help us every day. And there's times when we meet corporately where there's things that he is just giving. And he, if you can come and just receive, he may speak something to you, might be through someone, could be in the midst of worship. He is wanting to heal, release wholeness. I was thinking of that woman that was crawling behind him, and she had this thought in her mind in Matthew 9. If only I just touched the hem of his garment. She just had that thought over and over and over. And she grabbed, that was something that came on the inside of her. And she stepped out and took action with that. And Jesus healed her. And then it got his attention as well. And he turned around and said, your courage, your faith has made you well. There are moments where what's going on the inside of you is supposed to just go to him. And he's got it. He's got what we need. She was creating theology. Right? She really was. Because there wasn't permission to do that kind of thing before. But Jesus honored her, healed her, and he wants all of his people healed up. All right, let me do one last thing here. Scott, do you mind coming up and give us an update here? We've got, you guys all know Scott Couch, and we've been praying for his son, he and Tanya's son, Joel, who has had numerous surgeries over the last 13 years, and he's been in Houston. We've been praying a lot around here for Joel. Daily praying for him, believing, and we need to, I'm going to keep praying, but if you could give us an update on what's going on.
Certainly. They're probably watching right now, just so you know. Friday, they were very excited that they were going to be able to come home for Thanksgiving for a short visit, and so they packed up suitcases and got ready to come, and as the car was getting ready to come, Joel went into a time of very serious confusion and very serious weakness, and it became very evident that something wasn't right. They took him immediately to the emergency room and did a CAT scan, and at this point in time, it appears that a cyst is putting additional pressure on his brain. There's fluid buildup and possibly some chemical imbalance, and so what was going to be a trip to come home for Thanksgiving ended up being a trip to the hospital, and they're there right now in the neurocare unit at Texas Children's Hospital. And so we would really appreciate your prayers as they sort through what has got the best surgeons in literally the world stumped right now. Fortunately, we know the great physician. And this didn't stump him, and he fully knows. And every time something like this happens, God gives the ability to minister to people. The nurse who walks into the room, who looks at Joel, and Joel starts testifying, or the tech who comes in to draw blood, who Tanya shares with, or the taxi driver who is from Uzbekistan, who doesn't even know the Lord, but is drawn to them and brought food to them in the hospital because of the testimony. And so, in the midst of what is difficulty, we will continue to proclaim the goodness of God and his mercy.
Yeah, let's thank you, Lord. And you know, along this journey that has been really, really hard, the Lord has made a way at every turn. Where it was impossible, there was something that opened up. It was impossible and something opened up. It was impossible and honestly, Joel shouldn't be here. And he's alive. He's alive. And so we want to pray for that clarity. We want that healing, for the wisdom, for the physicians and everything. So if you could, yeah, let's stretch out our hands toward Scott on behalf of just a touch point for Joel. And we just speak healing right now. We speak the power of Jesus, the finished work on the cross, the healing that you paid for, Jesus, to go to Joel right now, to his room, to where he is, to his brain, to anything that is out of alignment, that you would bring healing, that you would bring answers, that you would bring clarity, Jesus. We proclaim and speak your name. The name of Jesus Christ is above every other name, that has all power to heal, that brings the kingdom that is power to heal and restore and make new and fresh. And we say your name, Jesus. And we proclaim you over Joel and over the Couch family and over the situation. And we ask for great, great wisdom, Lord, ideas for the physicians they maybe never had before. We ask for your creativity and your ways of doing things, Lord, that they would come and land in their hearts and minds. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to use Joel as this bright light, as this bright light, as this declaration of the goodness of God and the kingdom of heaven, wherever he is. And Lord, we thank you for this family, for the Couch family. Give them peace. Give them sleep and rest. Meet every need financially. Lord, we're asking for your help, that you would burst open the doors. Lord, the windows would swing just wide open, that there would be an outpouring of your goodness, of your power, of your healing, of your provision, of your grace for the Couch family in every way. And we surround them right now, the hundreds of us here right now and those watching. We're praying and believing and standing with this wonderful family and say, thank you, God, for the gift of Joel. And thank you for your healing, for your help, for your touch, for your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I love you. All right. Hey, we have ministry teams that are up here if you need prayer, if you'd like to receive prayer for anything. We also have prophetic teams, which are basically, the word can be scary, it's not. The prophetic, according to 1 Corinthians 14, is to encourage, build up, and edify. Does anybody need any encouragement, building up, or edification? That is what our prophetic teams do. They're asking the Lord for an encouraging word for you. They meet in the third classroom, which is the furthest classroom from here, which is also where the men meet and also the nursing mothers during the service. So that's the room. If you go over there, they can minister to you. If you'd like to receive prayer, we'll have ministry teams up front. Have a wonderful week. Have an incredible Thanksgiving with your family. Enjoy. Bless you guys.